You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour, where we're keeping our eyes on Christ and doing it in a timely fashion. This is Bree Shay.
And it's your girl, K-Net.
And this is episode 7.
Come
on. Last episode, we just talked about, we had a guest. We talked about his evolution as a man. And he got into some interesting topics that got me thinking about my own evolution as a woman. And a woman in Christ. So today is going to be about the expectations we have, and not in a traditional fashion of just expectations we have in life, which I think will be a good topic. Mm-hmm. But the expectations that we have at the beginning of the new year and where we at now.
Yep. This is part one, y'all. So we breaking this up.
Yeah. Expectations that we had at the beginning of the year. This is going to be a great year. It's 2018. We're doing something new. Things are changing. More growth across the board in our lives, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially. And here we are at the end of the year. And I don't know. What's your expectations that you had?
Doesn't it seem like every year, like, everybody's like, man, I'm redo. I'm doing this over.
You gotta start over.
I think we kind of place sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I think we place, like, super unrealistic expectations. Like, we try to, like, do stuff cold turkey, and everything doesn't call for you to do stuff cold turkey. I think you should, like, gradually go into stuff sometimes. And I think a lot of times during the new year, we try to be like, all right, I want to lose weight. So once it's January 1st, that's when I'm going to just cut out everything. But it's like you have to, like, gradually move into stuff. And so I think with that mindset, we psych ourselves out. When it doesn't happen, we fall back and we go back into the same thing. So it's like you expect, like, all this stuff to just change. But January 1st is just a day.
Yeah.
It really is.
I agree and disagree.
What do you disagree on?
I agree because, yeah, the whole expectation of cold turkey cutting stuff out, whatever it may be, is, you know, it is, I don't, okay, it is a bit much, but I don't look at it as unrealistic. That's why when people be like, oh, we should wait to the next, we should make to the new year to do such and such. It's like, no,
right.
Just start now.
Right.
The process starts now. Right.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
No, I think, I'm agreeing with that.
Okay, okay.
But what I don't agree with is that is, well, I don't want to, so I do agree with that, but I don't think it's unrealistic to do stuff cold turkey. Because yeah. Once you get to that point of like, I want to start something new, you're going to start it new.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm more so speaking on the sense of like, so I'll say, take myself for instance with being a pescatarian. Like, I just woke up one day and I just stopped eating meat. I had it in my head that I needed to, because if y'all didn't know, meat was like giving me stomach issues and I couldn't figure out why. So I just stopped. So that was cold turkey for me. But in that sense, it was like I didn't have to gradually do it because it was affecting me in other ways. But I think when I say unrealistic, I'm meaning that we literally psych ourselves up for these things that we have going into the new year when we can just literally start now. And that's like how we gradually get there. Versus a lot of times we feel like a day is going to make this big change in our lives. Like, that's what I mean in like that unrealistic expectation of January 1st being like the clean slate when you can just pop that boy out now.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that would be, but, you know, people want something to hope for. Mm-hmm. Hopefully in the new year, I won't be as I am today or last week. But realistically, you are the same person unless you make the necessary changes to stop doing what you're doing and go. I mean, I don't always feel like it should be such a drastic thing for you to make change.
Right.
You know, like you were saying with your stomach hurt and stuff like that. But it has to be a need to change. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you get that need overnight and you want to change like that, by all means, absolutely do it. But let's most definitely get out of the mindset of continuously putting these expectations on ourselves that I'm just going to stop. When in reality, you're not.
You know you're not.
You have to build yourself up in order to get to those points. So not even just talking about resolutions and what we got coming up for the new year. But what we didn't do that we said we was going to do.
I think, honestly, like, for me, I just want a mindset change, because it all starts with your mindset. Mm-hmm. And if your mind is still fixated on everything that you've been doing and you have not had a renewal, you're going to find yourself in that same spot that you've been in. So as much as you can want to change all you want and do all this new stuff, but if your mindset hasn't changed, you literally are going to be stuck.
Absolutely. But what does mind renewal look like?
I think it's different for everybody.
I mean, I'm not asking you.
Oh, for me.
Yeah.
It's literally me turning my back on how I did things before and just starting fresh. Like, that's a total renewal for me. Just starting completely fresh, whatever that may look like. I think it's been different for me each year, and I've progressed to learn kind of how I renew myself and my mind each year. It's different. Because it depends on the circumstances and it depends on what I want to do. So it's kind of it's tough to say what exactly that is, because it just depends on what I want to renew.
We're going into the new year. Mm-hmm. What is your, I don't want to say resolutions, I don't like resolutions, but what are your goals?
My goals
for the new year?
So freaking many.
No.
There's a lot.
What are your goals for finishing out the year?
That's a good question.
Because I found it interesting that when we got to the second part or the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. everybody like, oh, this is the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I gotta finish strong.
Finish this year strong. But what did you really do in the fourth quarter that was different from the other three?
Or what did you do? Yeah. Like, that's what I mean by the whole, we got this mind. I think it's honestly a mindset thing where we feel like a day, a quarter, a new month, a new week is going to just automatically change something. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say it never will. But again, being realistic, a lot of times it's a gradual change. And if you're not doing anything to do, you know, to change yourself or to change your mindset, you're going to be doing the same thing you was doing in fourth quarter. I mean, in first quarter, you're doing in fourth
second
quarter.
And third. And now you're in you're
fourth. You're going to do the same thing.
And we're still waiting.
Still doing the same thing.
We're still waiting.
Nothing's changing.
So, you're for the ending of your year, because we only got, what, 3 weeks left?
We got about 3 weeks left. Where did 2018 go?
What did it look like?
It was long, but it was short. I don't know. My last couple weeks of this year has... I've been really kicking things into gear, personally and professionally. And I've been trying to kind of get myself in the habit of doing things differently before I go into the new year. Because I really was one of those people that was like, oh, January, like you said, January 1 is here. And all right, let's just kick it in a groove and let's go ahead and do it. But that wasn't helping me. So I'm trying to get in the habit of doing things before the new year comes. That way, by the time the new year comes, I'm there. I got a habit of doing this. I'm doing things differently and I'm going forward. So I've been, y'all know, like, a big thing for me, I haven't had a lot of time to really focus on the beauty hour and put forth the effort that I've wanted to. So I've been pushing myself to get out of my comfort zone, to make videos, to do makeup looks, to do different, like, my appointments have been a little different. I've been doing one-on-one sessions, trying to, like, really amp it up, because I'm the person that's stopping me from really, you know, getting the full potential out of my brand. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that this year I did that a lot. I blamed it a lot on, I just don't got enough time, blah, 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 blah. But really and truly, it was me not pushing myself and me not maximizing the time that I had. Mm. Like, yeah, I really only have one day out the week that I can, you know, commit to doing everything for the beauty hour. But what about those other times you know, when I get home and I'm just chilling. Just I'm not maximizing my time. So I've really been trying to do that going into the new year. Like, when I'm just sitting here at home, I didn't realize until like last week, like, wow, you just be sitting, not doing nothing.
Whole year gone.
I get to December, like.
You do the same thing every week, you know? But that's the crazy thing that kills me is that we absolutely know how our week's gonna go. You know that before, you know, the week starts.
Yeah.
You know how your Monday going to look. You know what time you got to be at work. You know if you got something to do after. You know if you setting up dinner dates and play dates. And if you got school, you know all this stuff. So you got a planner for what?
Why you not factoring in no time to dedicate for whatever other stuff you got going on. Because you write down what rehearsals you got. You write down what meetings you have. You write down your work schedule. You write whatever. Why don't you factor in your professional or whatever, your passion? Why don't you factor that in? If you're writing, why you not? This time is set aside for blogging, or this time is set aside for, you know, writing this and this and this. But we sit there and we be like, I don't got enough time to do. No, you're just not maximizing it enough. You're not really laying out the blueprint to what you have to do.
Period. But, I mean, now we're at the end of the year. And now we have to hold ourselves accountable for whatever we did or did not do.
I'm really holding. Look.
Because now you're a year. Now you're a year later.
You a whole year later.
From what you was planning to do in the beginning. And then
another good thing is to look at your vision boards. The stuff that you did and just did not do. Or even stuff you forgot about.
Yeah.
That you wrote at the beginning of the year, or even the middle of the year. And you'd be like, dang, I wrote that. I ain't even.
And then when other people making a move and getting their deals and their plans and what you got going on. Now, next year is coming. You're going to be a year older.
A year behind, because you should have started.
A year older, a year behind, and you still doing the same thing.
I used to blame that on, I don't want to say blame that on God, but I used to be like, well, you know, everything happens in his time, in which it does, but we also slow ourselves down.
Absolutely.
And so I used to be like, well, maybe he just didn't want it to happen. No, you just didn't do what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's why he couldn't make it happen.
Stop being lazy.
Lazy. That's all it is.
Stop being lazy.
And stop doubting yourself. Stop doubting, especially if God already told you. And showed you what you're supposed to be doing. We just slowing our process down.
Absolutely. Then it comes January 1.
Now you're going to start listening to the Lord. Like, well, he said do this last year. So how much?
Now 2019 is your year. All over again. But 2018 was your year.
Exactly.
And we don't give ourselves enough credit from where we started. And I think that's something that should also be calculated in our years.
Mm-hmm.
Because where you know, this is not to bash anybody or anything like that, but we most definitely should be moving at a consistent pace. But we don't give ourselves enough credit from where we started at the beginning of the year and what we actually been through to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, I've been reading a lot of stuff, like Facebook posts, tweets, Instagram, stuff like that. And we're like, oh, 2018 was a terrible year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, but you ain't giving yourself the credit that you actually still alive to say
exactly.
that. You actually accomplished and overcame some stuff.
Yeah. We really think about the big stuff, and we like Pastor was saying, like, God has to do this super grand thing, you know, in order for things to be solidified. Like, no, let's count the small victories. You still here saying that 2018 wasn't good, but it's somebody that's gone
that thing.
And can't even do that.
Like, you're out of that thing that was, you know, keeping you or that hurt you or took you out. Like, last year, at the beginning of the year, I was doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was ending the year. Relationships were solidified. Working like crazy. Started saving. Like, you know, doing stuff that I wanted to do. Like, you know, I was starting different outlets. I was thinking more. I was being more creative and mm-hmm. just as the year went by, I mean, I got more creative. Mm-hmm. I appreciate myself for that. Pats on your back, Lisha.
Come on.
I was more creative. I wasn't as spiritually together as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. As I was previously, but you know, I do blame myself because I really did get busy, but my faith was always there. Mm-hmm. Like, my faith was always there without a doubt. And I just feel like God is just like, yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah.
I know where she is. You know, I'm not out here wilding.
Right.
It's just like the time that I actually used to put in to be with him. And I don't want to put a time frame on what it should look like, but, or how it was. And maybe God knows that, you know, she really doesn't have the time to do 12-hour fast like she right. used to and bask in my presence and all this other mm-hmm. type of stuff. But my faith mm-hmm. tripled this year because I don't worry about nothing when it comes to nothing. Mm-hmm. I know God got me. Like, that's not something that I have to worry about. But creativity, spiritually, I personally feel I could have been better, but I was still trucking and jiving and yeah. thriving. What else? Like, just emotionally, I wasn't emotionally as there as I wanted to be, but which I don't even know what that means, honestly. I really don't. Like emotionally there for myself or, you know, other people. I just don't imagine. I just can't imagine being. I wasn't as emotional, like, you know, crying or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like, I feel like I was able to just mellow out or whatever that may be. Like, I'm just, like, it was just a straight line. Like, I don't see myself being up and down emotionally. Like, maybe it's because I'm solidified in my emotions. Mm. Maybe because I know who I am now.
Yeah.
So I don't feel the need to give emotions to stuff that really doesn't matter or have mm-hmm. any concern or connection to anything. But this year was an okay year for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a do-over year. Mm-hmm. And God was like, let me see what you're going to do. Let mm-hmm. me see how you're going to get out of this one. Let me see how you're going to push out of this one. So I'm in full expectation of... I'm so in full expectation of what God is going to do next year or the next season of my life. I don't want to say next year because I don't know. I don't know if God is working on years. I don't know if he's talking about, oh, 2019 is your year.
Okay.
It might just be like... the beginning of 2019 is going to be hard for you, but right. the end, I got you. But I feel like I've been good. I do want to be more creative. I do want to push out more stuff for Queendom Heights because I have been getting behind and slacking in that. And I want to get into more other stuff and other outlets when it comes to queendomheights.com, period. Go visit, go read, catch up on my vlogs and, you know, fashion posts and stuff like that, because it's other stuff that I want to do, but I also need the time to do it. And I do have a job. So, you know, that's other things. And, you know, other conversations that we have are getting in rooms and stuff with bloggers. Like, I want to be a little bit more present for myself. And, you know, that's something that I wasn't able to do this year because it's hard for me to say, hey, this is what I do.
Right.
But I know now I'm getting a little bit more confident. And y'all already know my confidence is popping. My confidence has been out here.
Like,
that's something that we not, you know, going against.
Cool.
But when it comes to everything else, I just want to thrive more. And, wow, I just want to do more. Yeah. I think... Like, I don't know, y'all, I'm big on words. So every year, you know, coming into my Christian walk, every year has been a word year for me. And that's how God talks to me. Mm-hmm. Last year was no excuses. Mm-hmm. I think this year might be more. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. More. Period.
Period.
Period. Period. More. Period. Like, we just aim for more.
I think mine, actually, my talk with God over here was just like, Lord, keep me humble and enlarge my territory. Mm. But while you're enlarging it, help me to be able to handle the enlargement of the territory. I don't want you to just enlarge it and I can't handle what you've done. And I'm sitting here and I'm still stuck.
Oh, I've been sucking on. You still suck? Wow, now we going into
we are not about to have X-rated Queen.
Man, now we about to go into a whole nother
no. I don't want to be stuck. Wow. I do not want to be stuck. Yeah, just keep me humble, God, because I know the industry I'm in and I know that you've set me apart.
Yeah.
And I know that you've prepared me for greater. Yeah. So in that, God, keep me humble, but also create space for me to let you in. I want to be able to introduce people to Christ, even through makeup. And it's possible. Like, I want to be able to be that advocate for God that's set apart and not look like everybody else.
Yeah.
Even in this industry. So I'm like, God, you look, I rebuked the devil the whole way over here. When I tell you, from the moment I got in my car to the moment I pulled up, I was just like, I'm going hard, okay?
Man.
It's happening. Because listen, starting now, not even the new year, like now, like all this stuff that you didn't try to mess with my head the whole year, you know, I don't got time for it. Going forward, like, I don't have time for it.
Don't have time for nothing.
I don't have time for it.
For sideways relationships. I don't have time for negative people. I don't have time for negative things. Like, our time is very valuable, and that's what we don't put enough emphasis on, is that your time is very, very valuable. Whatever you are doing, you don't owe anybody your time. Like, at the end of the day, if you signed a contract for your job, but at the end of the day, even with a job, they paying you for your time. So it's like they putting a tag on your value. They may not, you know, value it as much as you do, right, or to the extent that they should. But at the end of the day, somebody is paying for your time. They're paying you to set time outside of your day in order to do whatever the activities they have you doing. But have you put a price tag on your time?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like, you know, $1 million or that big check that you got coming, or your happiness, or, you know, your peace of mind, or what you want to do. Have you sat down and you really like thought about what I want to do with my time? Yeah. And it's not, and we have to get out of the idea and the thoughts that it's not always relaxed. Like,
no.
To be completely honest, God is not always telling you to rest us. Get up.
You supposed to be working.
At the end of the day, get up and work. What are we sitting around for?
But you're relaxing and you ain't even worked for real because you ain't did what he told you to do. How you tired?
And a lot of stuff is going by the wayside. A lot of stuff is going by the wayside. You're not walking in your full calling. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
I want to be tired after I've done everything that God told me to do, and I'm walking in the purpose that he set for me. Not my own lane, because if that's the case, I'm going to be tired all the time doing nothing. But I want to be tired from like, Lord, you have truly used me.
At all.
I can finally rest. I want that. Not, I'm just tired because they didn't wore me out today. And I ain't did nothing that God told me to do, but I'm still tired. And I haven't dedicated any time to what he told me to do.
Big facts. Because
that was 2018.
Because we get off work, go get in the bed, and then wake up the next morning and be like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't wait to get in the bed. Like, cool.
Again, not maximizing my time. I've set aside no time to commit to anything regarding my purpose. So how do I get there if I don't set aside that time? Ever. I'm not able to get there.
And do you want to get there?
Exactly.
I think that's a big thing too that it comes down to.
That's a fair question.
Do you really want to do what you are called to do,
or do it just
what
sound
God
good?
Told you to do? I think at the end of the day, that's what it do. It sounds good. It sounds good that you should be a teacher. It sounds good that you should lead people to Christ. It sounds good that you should be a makeup artist or a blogger or author and, you know, write devotionals and things like that.
It sounds good to say that God called you to do that. But, like, are you really doing it? Because that sounds good. Oh, yeah. So what's your purpose? Oh, you know, God called me to be a worship leader. What's so your, are you
walking in your purpose?
Are you just saying it?
excited about your purpose? Are you? But let's be very clear. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm actually talking to myself.
Oh, no. Let me tell y'all, we are talking to ourselves. Okay.
Straight talking to myself.
We are not pinpoint anybody. If this matches you, I mean, hey, welcome to the club.
Okay. We can all get a support group going
on. Okay. Because we're getting on ourselves right now. We just want y'all to know that.
This thing is very interesting. It is a very interesting thing. And when people always talk about you being purposeful, and I told myself this year when I left my other job that anything from that moment till whenever, mm-hmm. I'm going to do everything in purpose, everything. And I'm starting to see now that, you know, my past life and what I was doing, you know, in middle school and high school and college is really preparing and getting me ready for my future and for the things that I am called to do, which gives me, you know, confidence to do more stuff, to have, you know, a higher level of confidence. And Lord, keep me humble, because my confidence is getting out here. And y'all gonna be like,
I'm telling you, that was my prayer.
Her more confidence
the whole way here.
No, seriously, it's a
you
real thing.
You don't think about that.
It's a real thing, because people get into these positions and think they higher than them. It's just like, no, I still remember when you was being lazy. I still remember when you didn't have opportunities. I still remember when you were sitting on your butt and you was mm-hmm. talking about that you was this and that you was that. But you really wasn't doing nothing. Now all of a sudden you get the opportunities, you get the, you know, the people following you, and the, you know, you get the clientele, and you get, man, you know, somebody give you a mic, and now you better
bigger
than now.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. No. But yeah, y'all. I'm trying to get out this space of procrastination and, you know, thinking or just creating, just actively writing stuff down and not actively putting it to work. Mm-hmm. Trying to get out of these spaces, trying to get out of this mindset, because we are going into a new year. And even just now, like, you know, having, you know, excited that the year is ending and a new year is started. And it's just like, I'm getting older. I have more opportunities to do things, and I'm alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alive. That's another accomplishment mm-hmm. that we should celebrate.
Count
more.
The small victories.
The small
they
things.
Matter.
My mindset is not the same as it was 2 months ago. You know, I don't talk, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not talking back, or I'm not, you know, physically hitting people, or, you know, I lost weight this year, mm-hmm. even if it was, you know, 5 pounds to mm-hmm. get a little better. I'm eating better. I'm, you know, talking more. I'm expressing myself more. Yeah. I'm communicating more. Like, all of these things leads to the bigger picture, is that overall you're becoming a better person to prepare you for what you are supposed to do.
Yes.
It becomes a whole package.
It's for preparation.
Exactly. You're a package deal. At the end of the day,
the thing is, we just want it all at one time. And I know that in the past is what has destroyed me. Like, I got to get this. I got to do all this and just be this perfect. You know, I got to do it this. No.
Who told you that?
That's not how that
works. Who told you that's how it works? Not you personally. I'm just asking.
Oh, I was about to say, that was just my mindset. Nobody. It was just me. Thinking that I got to get all the, I'll take my YouTube channel, for example, thinking that I have to get every little thing at one time in order to make something happen. But then something clicked in me. You don't get all this stuff. How you going to use it? You don't even know how to use it. So you're going to have all the latest software, equipment, whatever you want. And you're going to be sitting here like, oh, now I got to learn how to use it. No, gradually get there.
Man,
and
seriously.
Then another thing I was saying too is like, God, thank you for even what I've already been using, and I've been able to maximize that. It's been fine. God, until you bless me with more, I've already been using things. I don't have everything I have, everything that I need, but what I have has been working. So God, help me to maximize that and then bless me with more. How you going to bless me with more?
And you use what you already got.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
people are weird.
Man.
People weird. I mean, you could take, but I'm a little different, because when I started my blog back in the day, you know, I still got that page up, and I just be going
do
back.
You?
I do, and I go back and I reference, and I just be like, my heart at the time was I just wanted to write. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put whatever was in my heart or on my mind out there. So that's when I started my blog. It was called The Lovely Post. Oh. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. And then when I started, when I know I wanted to do more, when I know, when I got to the point to where I'm narrowing down what I want to talk to, because The Lovely Post was about everything, mm-hmm. you know, and I was putting just how I felt, you know, even when I was angry and I was, it was just an outlet for me. But then I understood that my platform can be actually bigger and it could actually influence people, mm-hmm. especially, you know, the small people that I had that, or the small group of people that I had that I would allow to read, because, you know, I wasn't like super posting. It was just, it was a diary on the internet for yeah. myself. You know, I could have wrote that in Word while I create a whole website, because mm-hmm. I'm extra and I wanted to use graphics and stuff like that. But even like going back of how everything fell into place now about, you know, about how I use my sunflowers. I was using sunflowers back then. I didn't even put two and two together. Mm-hmm. I just know I transferred stuff from, you know, that page to where I'm at now. And
you was branding yourself all along.
And I didn't even know it.
Yeah. Because when I see sunflowers, I think of Brigitte.
Hey, that's the idea. That's yeah, the idea. Real, but even outside of just thinking about Brigitte, is about thinking about her whole purpose, mm-hmm. and you know, being what God intends to when people associate with me, what's expected of me.
Right.
You expected to create this area or this space so people can be transparent and talk about me and be in love with me and worship me and honor me in all things, mm-hmm. even in your dirtiness. Mm-hmm. So it's just so exciting that that's where I started and now where I'm at. And I'm thinking more so what people want to see. They don't want to see clutter when they come to my page. Let me keep it clean. Let me keep mm-hmm. it bright. Let me keep you engaged. So when you enter, oh my God, this mm-hmm. is exciting. What else, you know, what else did God give her to say about this, that, and the third? Or, you know, and it's not to big up Brigitte. Forget right. Brigitte. Brigitte don't, y'all, listen. I do not, let me, disclaimer right now. Y'all, I really don't know what I be talking about. I don't know what I be talking about. I don't even know what I'm on here talking about right now. Man. Like, I don't know what I be writing about.
Listening back to the podcast. Like,
I say that? I said that? Oh, thank you, Lord. But I don't know what I be talking about. I'm going with the flow.
Yep.
I'm really going with the flow, and I'm super excited about everything that God has taken me into, because I have come an extremely long way, and I cannot wait until I get into the portion where I'm just able to express that more and more. Because, you know, I'm weird, but I always get into this idea. I always be thinking, like, you know, what if, I don't want to say what if I stop growing, but what if, you know, I stop growing? Mm-hmm. Like
if this just it, the level you on now, that's just it.
Oh my like. God, because I come from like where I came from as a teenager, and then where I'm like now, I'll be like, yo, I have come a long way. Is this it?
Right.
Can I get better than I am
now?
No,
for real. But I think that's when we go when we start doubting, you know, his power, because we'd be like, wait, so where I'm at now is way different from where I was, but Lord, you can do more?
No.
Like,
but that gets me excited.
You really can do more?
That gives me so yeah. excited.
I told him earlier, I said, Lord, if you get to a point where you're changing me as a person, like all around, I'm completely different. God, again, humble me. Humble me.
No, thank you. If I can get better than I am now, me. Not to say that I'm just the greatest person yeah. in the world, but I need a lot of work.
I
needed a whole bunch of work, and I was a mess back in the day. I was real a mess, and people don't understand people, and it'd be funny to me that people don't even like believe it.
Mm-hmm. I'd be telling people that too. They'd be like, when, where? Look, if you only yeah. knew. I was good at hiding it.
Don't make me dig in my old bag. Don't make me pull out the skeletons in the closet. And I'm perfectly fine. I'm perfectly okay with that as long as other people are growing.
Yeah.
But
I'm very open to even talking about where I, you know, where I've been.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to just honestly see the growth and then to then expect more and know that God can really push you to be somebody better than you even are now.
Come on.
Because this ain't even scratched the surface.
Thank you, Lord.
Like, this ain't even scratched the surface of who we're supposed to be and who we're called to be. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? And even the people that you look at that you think that made it, that, you know, have reached their full potential, not even.
Yeah.
Not even.
I mean, because do we ever reach our full potential?
Exactly. That's a good question.
That's a good question.
That's
I would hope
good
not.
Question.
They're always,
always
if,
growing.
But if we ever reach our full potential, does that mean that we die? That's just a posing question. I'm not trying to put nothing spiritual behind it or anything like that because
I literally
don't know what I be talking about. But this is stuff that I be thinking about
it's
all the
really,
time.
It's good food for thought. Like, do you? Is there at what point do I stop growing? At what point do I reach all of my full potential?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like because we're human and we have, you know, we operate out of flesh at times.
At times.
I don't think there's no way that we can reach that absolute level where it's like, oh, you don't have to grow no more at all in no capacity. Like, you just made it. Sis, you don't got to do nothing.
I think that's exciting. I think that's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always got to change your identity. Because I'm sitting here thinking now, like, oh, you a woman. I mean, you a young woman now. But eventually you're going to be an older woman.
Yeah.
And then you have to think about becoming a wife. And becoming, you know, a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then becoming, you know, a part of a tribe. So you're, you know, actively around, you know, friends mm-hmm. and people that you call your sisters, you know, that's not blood, and you got mm-hmm. your fake cousins and all stuff. Like, you literally about to be playing different roles. Then what about your career change?
Mm-hmm.
So
what
now
about
you
what
business
you're
businesswoman
within the kingdom. Then
so
what
now
are
you
doing
a
locally?
Ministry, you know, a ministry leader or whatever. Like, you, it's really levels to this.
It's levels. I think we mentioned that before on one of our shows, just about the different levels of life that have to accomplish that we don't think about, because I don't think we sit down and think about
we
it.
We don't.
And you don't think of the influence that you have within yourself, with the people around you, just all of that. Like, we don't think about that stuff.
Yeah. Because we tend to be whack.
Well, we're one track. Right, like, really whatever is going on currently is what's going on. We're not thinking all the way through our, you know, our process or our life in general. Like,
because
we don't think
really
about the
can.
Different aspects. I sit there and I'll be thinking about it, though.
I mean, but it's all speculation.
Very true.
We never really know. So you thinking about, you know, being in a whole nother stage in your life
mm-hmm.
and, you know, what's to expect. You don't know what to expect because
right.
you haven't been there.
And you don't know the process to get
and
there
then
either.
You're still in the stage that you're supposed to be in.
Right.
Don't worry about the stage that you're in.
Right.
Because you get down there, then that's why this is why I don't like to be around or have conversations with people that's in a whole nother stage than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because that gets me like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. And you're not.
Really?
You're not dealing. Yes, I don't like to do that.
I love
because
it.
Because I like, because you, I get into this mindset of just like, okay, so in order to get here, I have to be like this, that. So now I'm putting how I am on the people, you know, and what they got going on. No, I'm worried about what Brishe got going on.
That is crazy.
I can't
well,
be a
not
part
crazy.
Of anybody
That's
else.
That's interesting. Like, because I love it, because it makes it, in a sense, it pushes me, but it also makes me realize, okay, you're here. Focus on, to me, what I say to myself normally, like, you're here. You don't have to rush and be where they are, because that might not be the path or the lane that God wants you to be in.
Absolutely.
So focus on sense. What you're doing, and then you can look at them as reference.
That
I mean,
sense.
I look at people as reference, and then I don't see anybody as competition, because at that
all.
Point, it's like, what for? I'm in a totally
going,
different
nah,
lane than you.
Yeah, nah.
I'm looking at you and saying, oh, so God got you there. Okay, cool. God, where are we going?
That's more so
what's our
why
next,
I don't
what's our
do
next
that.
Venture.
That's more so why I don't. I'd rather be dealing with what I'm dealing with, be present with God in the midst of it, and then seek guidance outside of it.
So can you have a mentor then?
Absolutely.
Because what if your mentor is in a totally different, you know, stage and has been through your stage and has progressed and went, you know, somewhere different.
It depends on how you find a, how you define a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't define a mentor as, you know, somebody is like a parent. And that's mm-hmm. what kind of what it sounds to me. Like you going for them for every step. Mm. And a mentor is literally to me, a mentor is to help you to give you those challenging questions,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, challenge your thinking and to challenge your mind, not to give you the decisions to
right.
go.
Absolutely.
Because your past is going to be two different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can only assist.
I think they're there for guidance.
Yeah, they can only assist and guide.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't give you any specific because, you know, what they might think may be the best move for you mm-hmm. may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So you go into your mentor for everything
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, no, I also have to define what I want to
absolutely.
Do and where I'm going. So, yes, I can have because I'm all for assistance and guidance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to people like, okay, this happened and I need some advice because this is what I'm going to do.
Throwing it all on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't go to people like that. That's
yeah.
why I don't talk about half the stuff that I'm going through or dealing with. I like to process it
mm-hmm.
and then go to somebody like, okay, I was thinking about this.
Right.
Just to see their input on it. At the end of the day, I'm still going to make my own decision.
Absolutely.
And that's where I draw away from people too, because I always want to make my own decisions. And I tend to find myself, you know, adapting to people and my surroundings. That's why that's why I need people around me who's progressing, who's doing something different, who's challenging themselves. That's where my excitement comes from. My excitement doesn't come from people being in their stages
yeah.
and putting them on me. Because
absolutely.
I'm going to be looking around like, okay, this is not where I'm at.
It's not where I'm at.
And now I'm trying to create this facade in my head of who Brisha is supposed to be because
and
of the people
around
me.
And it's
slowing
me down because it's not where I'm supposed to be.
Exactly.
I'm following your path.
Exactly. So I try to stay away from all of that.
Yeah.
Like, most definitely, when I know when I get to them stages, I know the people that I can go to.
Yeah.
But the people that I be like, what is y'all talking about? That thing got nothing to do with me. Let me go over here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get in my little corner. Let me go do something. Let me go write something. Because I'm not for being in areas that doesn't have to do with the stage in my life. Like,
mm-hmm.
and that's okay with me. It's okay for
I
you not to be
understand
do
that.
That
more.
Yeah.
Thank you for breaking it down. Because at first I was about to say what?
Yeah. Mm.
No, I get it.
I get caught. You get caught up in that cycle of thinking like, oh, this is where I should be. Oh, I should be doing more.
Mm-hmm.
I should be out here doing this. I should be searching for
this. Or people push you before you're ready to push.
Exactly.
I've experienced that before. Like, well, you're supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z. Do you know my conversation with God? Like, because you can see stuff on people all day. And I had to also realize that is that I've, you know, in certain people, I've seen things, but it's not my job to push them past what God has told them to do. Because who knows, in this season, God probably told them, I don't want you doing anything but focusing on something different. And I'm sitting here
Big
like,
facts.
But why are you not doing
Big
X,
facts.
Y, and Z? And I'm pushing you to something that he told you to just chill on.
Big
but we
facts.
Are easily influenced by other people.
Exactly.
In certain situations. And we really, that's
Some
why.
Some people in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
everything.
Why you got to be in tune with God. You got to really, y'all, you got to really have a relationship with God so you can know his voice. Because there's some things that people may come to you and say, and you literally got to be like, God didn't tell me that.
Facts.
he did not tell me that. And until he give me some confirmation from what you said, yeah, I'm going to follow him.
Facts.
Because people will tell you what you need to be doing,
all that.
Have you on their path, and it has nothing to do with you.
I don't have, and that's why I'm a very big advocate of you know, being who you say you are and being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so easy to get caught up in that. And if you tell people, nah, that's not it, people will leave you alone when they know that you secure in yourself.
Right.
You don't know you secure yourself.
You're like,
for real?
Oh, really?
Should I?
Yep.
Can you think I can?
Yep.
Like, nah.
Be
if you doubt on yourself,
in yourself.
If you doubt on yourself, No. That's not something I want to be around.
And you can, oh my God, that's so true. Because I've spotted some people that are like that.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That's thing for real? That's what you think? And that's how you get, you know, false leaders and, you know, people who out here just going with the wave.
Man.
And that's what it's not about. That's not what it's about. It's not about you just, you know, striving. Like, we really are set to thrive. We really are set to be everything that we are called to be.
That's good. Dang. You just out here striving, but you set to thrive.
Come on. People just want to survive out here, and it's just not about that, because you're making a little change doing this because it's the wave. Yeah. Get off them waves. Yep. Because waves die.
They die.
Well, technically, the song well, they says wash waves out. Don't die. But waves really die. Like, because I say that a lot too. That little Chris Brown song again, Kanye. Waves don't die.
I have never heard that
die.
Song.
Yeah, waves. Waves do die, Chris, CB. Y'all got that wrong. Waves die.
And they wash out everything. Let's be in very path.
Clear.
They do.
I mean, new waves come. Mm-hmm. It's a consistent flow, but
will you ever
die.
Get to that new wave if you on that other one?
Come on,
because it didn't wash out everything and it's dead.
Come on,
just saying.
Waves die.
They die.
Don't get off of them.
They die. Be secure in what God has told you to do.
Absolutely,
that's something to really thrive for. Thrive for in the new season and in expectation for even the new year. Like, are you focusing on what God told you to do, or are you sitting there looking for confirmation from everybody else? That's gonna lead you nowhere.
Big facts.
I've noticed that sometimes just being around certain people, like, you just only want people to confirm what you already know, but are you really even gonna do something about it? Because I mean, how much confirmation you need?
Exactly. And like, I be trying to, and that's the thing about me too, because I wasn't one of them people. I never wanted people to confirm what I already knew, because confirming what I already knew means that I would have to be committed to it. Mm-hmm. So, like,
it's a commitment issue.
I never wanted somebody to confirm. I never want people to see what they supposed to see in me. Like, it's so annoying.
Yeah,
it's really annoying, but I know I gotta get out of this space, and I gotta get out this mindset, and I am getting out of this space. Mm-hmm. So I'm challenging you listeners to get out of that space of what you started the new year with, and you know, all of that excitement and that, you know, encouragement and that strive and that strife that you have starting 2018.
Nope, and 2019. It, oh, you saying starting
this. She done messed up my point.
I'm sorry, y'all. I was like, wait.
I was in the.
It's about to be 2019.
I was in the mood. I was there. But oh, that was the
that was a rewind.
Cool. started 2018 with and get some new excitement and some new encouragement and some new, you know, ambition, all the other type of stuff that you want right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just gonna pull it into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
We just gonna pull it into the new year. Y'all, come on now. Let's go. Let's start it anew. Even if it ended bad, look at 2018 of what you did accomplish. You know, look at your mindset change. Look how you view things different, how you kept your mouth closed, or, mm-hmm. You know, and didn't talk out, or, you know, be messy. Get all the stuff that you did encourage, all of your friendships that you did, you know, shed a little positivity on, and, you know, encourage a friend or encourage a family member. Like, all that stuff counts, because it's not doing nothing but adding into your bank. If you poured into somebody else, pour into yourself, look in the mirror now, pour into yourself, and other people will pour into you as well. Like, it's all a chain of reaction. As you continue to make those reactions or those actions in your life onto other things, they will come back to you. And I truly believe that. You reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that. I don't care what nobody say.
Let's do something different. We're going to challenge y'all, like, just to focus on the positive aspects of 2018 and not the negative things. And when you focus on them, that'll change your mindset going even into the new year. Like, it will. You just have to start getting a whole new outlet on things. Absolutely. What's up with my speech today? I don't even know.
Both of ours. Trash.
But you got anything else? This is part one, y'all. So we got a whole nother part.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting. No, I don't have nothing. I think I said what I said. And
come on, saying what you said.
Yes, I said what I said. What I said at the end of the year, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm really, really, really excited. And we don't have to do a nitpick this week, because this was the nitpick.
This what we nitpick the entire episode. The entire year.
Yeah. Not to be negative, but it's all positive. Yeah. To realize what you did.
Analyze it. Yeah.
Change it.
Mm-hmm. Y'all. So. Yeah. That's the challenge. Like, just go into the next few weeks and just analyze this year, but focus on the positive things and carry that into the new year. I promise you, it'll help you to renew your mind and it'll give you a new outlet on what God is doing in your life. Any shout outs?
I guess we can shout out Sheridan. My girl Sheridan. Hey, she Sheridan. Always listening.
So thank you for listening. We love you, girl.
Yeah. Love you so much.
Yes.
Yes.
Her appreciate spirit.
I just appreciate you more than you will ever know.
Yes. Shout out to my girl. Y'all, if you don't know Sheridan, I wish you could, because her spirit is like dope.
Yeah, she's a really dope person.
Yes.
I'm glad I really met her. But yes, girl, Sheridan, thanks for listening and supporting always and forever. Yes. But if y'all want to talk about anything, if y'all got any input on this episode, go to our Google, thequeendomhour@gmail.com.
Our email.
What did I say? Our Google?
Go to our Google. That's perfectly fine. Go to our Google account.
Go to our Google. Y'all know what it is.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
thequeendomhour@gmail.com. Y'all know how to use Google. Right. And then make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, thequeendomhour. And Briche, where can they holler at you?
Instagram and Twitter at _QueenBriche. Queen Wardey. QB.
Taylor. QB. Taylor, if you listen. Hey, shout out to Taylor.
Shout out to my guy, Lou.
Yes.
Lou, that's my guy. Shout out to you.
Yes.
Like, go ahead.
You the reason she said QB, too.
It's the queen. It's the QB.
But you guys can reach me, friend me, add me, whatever, at IMKMAT, and that's on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And again, we would love to hear some feedback from you guys. Questions, concerns, highlights, whatever, shout us out, hit us up. We definitely respond. We definitely follow back. And so, yeah, we look forward to talking about expectations part 2 in the next episode. We are gearing up for the new year and we cannot wait. All right, love y'all.
Bye, y'all.